Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you to all truth and remind you of all I told you. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in the synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the tongues of Israel before the Son of Man comes." Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is telling his apostles that persecution is everlasting. But it's important, ask them not to be worried, because the Spirit of the Father is with them. Even they don't have to worry about what God will say, the answer. The Spirit will come and give the light. It's so true. Many times in my apostolic work, at times I don't know how to answer some questions. But in a certain moment, there's some light. Jesus is sending his Spirit upon us so that we have the light to do whatever is the will of God. So whenever we do the proper thing, God's Spirit is with us. And Jesus also asked the apostles, "Don't be afraid. When you meet persecution, you have the Spirit." It's so true also. I met one bishop who was a Vietnamese some years ago. And then, at the time, sorry, he's not a priest, he's a bishop. Or Yachan. He, during the 1970s persecution, he was put to jail. But he told us afterwards, he was always in peace because Jesus stays with him, even the prison. It's always a kind of peace. It's not that they don't. He doesn't have worries, but all these worries becomes nothing when you entrust into the hand of the Lord. Eventually, this bishop went to Rome and became a cardinal afterwards. The most important that during the time of his time in the prison, he said he always keep peace within himself, because he trusts in the person of the Lord. This is also important to us to follow his footpath. We might not like him being put in the prison, but we are all entrusted to some assignment that we don't want to do it, or it's a very difficult situation. But if it is the will of God that you have, it's your duty, you have the grace. You have the strength. So let us entrust our daily life into the hand of the Lord. When we are afraid of something for the future, listen, Jesus always telling his disciples, don't be afraid. He teaches them, live every present moment. Entrust everything in the hand of the Lord. So let us once again tell Jesus that we are weak, but we need his help.